Ladies and gentlemen, Wanderlust enthusiasts and fellow Globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. Let's see where the bubbles take us. Attention all travel enthusiasts. Are you ready for the thrill of a lifetime? Bubblehead Vacations presents an exciting upcoming contest that'll have you packing your bags in no time. Here's Dave with all the details.
Have you been dreaming of a getaway where the waters are crystal clear and the sands are untouched? Or maybe you're longing to sail across the seas, indulging in luxury and adventure. Perhaps it's the charm of a secluded resort, a guided tour to iconic landmarks, or the privacy of your own villa that calls to you. Whatever your dream vacation looks like, we're here to make it come true. Enter to win a $10,000 dream vacation and take the trip of a lifetime. From luxurious cruises around the globe to immersive tours and restful resort retreats, the choice is up to you. Don't miss your chance. Enter by April 14th, 2024 for an opportunity to turn your travel dreams into reality. Best of luck. Imagine where you could be this time next year. Make it happen. Go to bubbleheadvacations.com/contest for more details and start packing your bags for an adventure worth $10,000. Your dream vacation awaits. Enter now and let the journey begin.
Welcome back, fellow adventurers, to another exciting segment of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast, where the bubbles will lead us to extraordinary destinations and unforgettable experiences.
Hey there, fellow travelers. Welcome back to another episode of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Bryant, and today we've got a sunny treat for you. But first, a quick reminder, don't forget about that $10,000 dream vacation giveaway we were just talking about. Think of the places you could go, or maybe even one of the stunning beach destinations we're going to dive into today. So, about that dopey challenge at Disney. I've taken a few weeks to recover, but now it's time to get back into the groove. I've set my sights on the Cooper River Bridge Run in April and an Olympic triathlon in May. Nothing like setting those big goals to keep your adrenaline jumping, right? And I'm planning my training sessions. I can't help but dream of warmer days. With temperatures hitting the low 20s here, I'm sure I'm not the only one fantasizing about sunny beaches and balmy breezes. That's why this week's episode is all about finding your perfect winter beach getaway. But before we dive in, a bit of community news. This Saturday, I'll be at Academic Magnet High School Athletics Rummage Sale and Market in North Charleston here in South Carolina, waving that Bubblehead Vacations flag. It's always a blast meeting fellow travelers, so come on by, say hello, and let's talk travel and sports. And on a personal note, Nicole and I are putting the finishing touches on our travel plans for 2024. It is shaping up to be an exciting year, especially with our upcoming cruise aboard Carnival Mardi Gras in July. We're celebrating my 50th birthday, and guess what? There are still two cabins available at a fantastic discount. If you're thinking about joining us, now's the time to reach out. Email us at the link in the show notes. All right, so let's talk beaches. When winter's chill gets a bit too much to handle, there's nothing like a beach vacation to warm your soul. We're looking at destinations like Grace Bay in Turks and Caicos, Tulum Beach in Mexico, and the study Anse d'Argent in Seychelles. These places are like balm for winter-weary spirit. And let me tell you, after spending over 27 years in the Navy, five of those on a tropical island known as Guam, and multiple stops in Hawaii, I've had my fair share of beach time. That's just something about the rhythm of the waves, the warmth of the sun, the soft sand between your toes that makes everything right in this world. Whether it's the laid-back vibes of Belize or the lush landscapes of Hawaii, beach destinations offer an escape like no other. Today, we're going to explore some of the best beach spots for 2024. And share tips on how to make your beach getaway unforgettable. So grab your sunscreen and shades, and let's get started. Don't forget to stick around as we dive into the best of beach travel, where the sun is always shining and the water is just right. But before we get any further details about warming up the beach this winter, it's time to talk about a community we are creating over on Facebook. Set sail on a new adventure with the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers. Be among the first to anchor in our new Facebook group, designed specifically for the Bubblehead travel enthusiasts just like you. Help us chart the course. Share your stories, dreams, and the best-kept secrets of the traveling world. As we grow, so will the perks. Exclusive content, direct travel support from yours truly, the Bubblehead, and first dibs on special offers. Be a part of the foundation of a community that's going places. Join the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers today. Welcome back, beach lovers. Before we dive into the hidden gems of beach destinations, let's take a moment to talk about our vibrant community. If you haven't joined the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers Facebook group yet, you're missing out on a world of travel inspiration and camaraderie, so make sure to check it out after the show. Now, let's set sail for some lesser-known yet absolutely breathtaking beach destinations. Ever heard of Matera Beach in Bora or Nusa Dua Beach in Bali? These spots are on my bucket list, and I'm aiming to cross off Bora in 2025. Picture crystal clear waters, soft sands, and tranquility that's hard to match. Matera Beach, for instance, offers a slice of paradise that's often overlooked. It's a place where you can truly disconnect and immerse yourself in nature's beauty. And Nusa Dua in Bali, with its pristine beaches and luxurious resorts, provides an ideal blend of relaxation and opulence. Moving on, let's talk about unique winter beach activities. Byron Bay in Australia is a prime example. Back in 2007, I had the privilege of being able to take my family out to Australia during New Year's, and the experience was unforgettable. From local markets brimming with culture, the thrill of whale watching, it's a winter haven for beach lovers. Watching in Byron Bay isn't just a tourist activity, it's a chance to connect with people on another level. The majestic sight of whales breaching the ocean surface is just something that stays with you for the rest of your life, way beyond when that vacation ends. And speaking of unforgettable experiences, let's dive into the world of scuba diving. The Great Barrier Reef was one of my most memorable scuba dives in my entire time diving. As a fan of both snorkeling and scuba diving, I can tell you seeing the underwater world is transformative. It gives you a whole new perspective on our planet's beauty and vastness. The vibrant coral, the diverse marine life, and the serene silence of the underwater realm, it's like entering a whole different universe. Whether you're an experienced scuba diver or trying it for the first time, the experience enhances any beach vacation, adding an element of adventure and a lot of wonder. As we wrap up this segment, remember the world is full of hidden beach gems waiting to be discovered. And as your travel guide here at Bubblehead Vacations, I'm here to help you find them. But before we head into our next segment, a quick teaser, stay tuned to learn a whole lot more that when you share this podcast, you could win $25 in Amazon cash right into your pocket. Want to win a shopping spree? Your chance is just a review or a share away. Share your love for the Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast, post your recommendation, tag us, and add hashtag BubbleheadBest to enter our monthly drawing. Or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, take a screenshot of that review, tag Bubblehead Vacations with hashtag BubbleheadBest on any social media platform, and you're in it for a win. Every post and review is your ticket to win. Maximize your chances with two entries by doing both. Hurry, that clock's ticking. Get your entries in before the end of January and get set to win this Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast giveaway. Hey, quick reminder, share this podcast on social media. Make sure you tag it with hashtag BubbleheadBest for a chance to win a $25 Amazon gift card. And if you want to take that to another level, you go ahead and make a review on wherever you're listening to us right now. Take a screenshot of that, post it on social media, tag us with that hashtag BubbleheadBest, and you'll get two chances to win. Hey, $25 Amazon gift card we're giving away for this. The only way you don't win is to not enter. Hey, we're going to get into beaches closer to home. The first one we're going to talk about is Anna Marie Island in Florida. We visited this gem last July, and it's a slice of paradise. Think unspoiled beaches, crystal clear waters, and that classic Floridian charm. It's the kind of place where you can truly unwind and soak in the sun. Plus, you don't have to get on a cruise ship or an airplane to get there. You can just hop in your car and drive to Florida. Then there's Punta Gorda in Belize. I still remember our morning there during our cruise back in July. Immersed in the vibrant culture, the pristine beauty of the Caribbean. Belize offers more than just beaches. It's a window into the heart of the country. Now, Let's talk about St. Martin and St. Martin. This dual nation island is a cultural feast. We stopped there on our January 2020 cruise, and it was a highlight. The blend of Dutch and French cultures, the stunning beaches, and the lively markets. It was really unforgettable. Nicole and I got to spend a lot of time on the beach there. It was in January of 2020 that we got to go there. And if you think about what the year 2020 was, it was just 3 months from then that the world shut down with COVID. Nicole and I got to enjoy that beach, and it's a vacation that we talk about all the time, and it really made us really enjoy our time out there, which is why we try so hard to get out and travel as much as we do. We just love getting out and visiting and experience culture. Beyond these spots, though, the U.S. and the Caribbean are dotted with amazing beach destinations. From the Gulf Coast warm waters to the dramatic cliffs of California's Big Sur, each place offers its unique winter beach experience. Trust me, I had the privilege of being stationed in San Diego more than once, and the water and the beaches there offer a different vibe than, say, Florida, and that's a different vibe than Hawaii. Wherever it is you can get to a beach, if it's your thing, if it's your jam, like it is for us, then you go do that wherever it is. That's all I can say about that. But in speaking of experiences, combining a beach visit with local attractions like festivals, markets, and water sports can really help you get into that culture like I was talking about. Whether it's whale watching on Byron Bay or exploring local artists and crafts, there's always something new to discover on the beach. As we wrap up this segment, hang in there for details about our New Year's Eve 2025 cruise on the Radiance of the Seas with Royal Caribbean. We've got a lot of cabins that Royal Caribbean partnered with us, and all the details will follow. Do not miss this opportunity to come hang with us on New Year's Eve 2025, party with Bubblehead. If you've ever thought about doing a cruise and you've been hesitant to pull the trigger, why not come with an expert like me, over 30 cruises, and let's make this happen. Stand by for the details. Ready to cruise into 2025 with style and excitement? Your New Year's Eve celebration awaits. Departing from Tampa on December 28th, 2024, Radiance of the Seas invites you to a sensational Western Caribbean holiday. For a limited time, secure your cabin at an amazing rate. It's first come, first serve, so please don't wait. Dance the old year away and welcome the new. Reserve your cabin now by visiting our landing page at the website listed or contacting Bubblehead Vacations direct. Spaces are filling fast for this once-a-year extravaganza. Secure your New Year's Eve 2024 cruise today, and let's make it unforgettable. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Really go ahead and check out that New Year's Eve cruise. And while I'm talking about cruising, Carnival's really taking care of me and some family and friends this summer with a cruise to celebrate my 50th birthday. And it's the same thing we're doing over New Year's, just getting a group of people together, all Bubblehead Vacation Voyagers, and we're going to go hang out on a cruise ship. Same logic here. If you've always wanted a cruise, but you've been leery of doing it because it just seems overwhelming, one, partner with a travel advisor like me, the Bubblehead Vacations, I can hook you hooked up. But Carnival reached out to me, made a deal, has allowed me to have cabins both this summer on Mardi Gras, leaving July 6th, and Royal Caribbean reached out the same way for New Year's of next year. Going to be out there with you, help you every step of the way. I'll help you plan the cruise, and then I'll also be there to help you have fun on the cruise, answer all your questions. Nothing like being able to cruise for the first time with somebody who's been there over 30 cruises of experience to help you be in the right place at the right time and get the most out of your cruise experience. Hey, go check that out. The link's in the show notes. It's worth looking at, especially when you travel in these groups like this and work with a travel advisor. Normally, we can get you some killer deals, and this is no exception. So go check that out. But we're still talking about winter beach activities, and now we're going to get into selecting the right beach destination. You know what? It's more than just finding a pretty shoreline. Consider what you want for your vacation. Are you looking for vibrant nightlife or a peaceful retreat? Do you want to explore local culture or just relax by the sea? Each beach has its own character, so pick one that matches your mood. Just like when I talk to anybody about a vacation, the first thing you've got to make sure you understand is your budget. That is the key. It's critical in your planning for where you want to go. Remember, the most expensive destination isn't always the best, especially if you remember why you're going there in the first place. There are hidden gems that offer a slice of paradise without breaking the bank and costing a fortune. It's all about getting the most value for your money. Research is your friend here, and if you partner up with a travel advisor like me, I can help you get on the right path. Now let's talk timing. If you can, try to avoid school holidays or peak tourist season. That's both school holidays in the beach you're going to or the country you might be visiting or the tourist season there. Believe it or not, they don't have the same kind of schedule we have here stateside. And so you might think that you planned the perfect timing and it might be the case for a beach here in the United States. But if you find yourself somewhere in South America, you might on a beach there, you might set yourself up right in the middle of a holiday they celebrate. Not saying that's a bad thing, just letting you know that your research is going to be key there. That's the only way you can avoid crowds. When packing, and that's where we're going to go now, think beyond swimsuits and flip-flops. A good book for a lazy beach day, a waterproof camera for those underwater shots, and a sturdy beach umbrella are just as important. Hey, and let's not forget a first aid kit. Better safe than sorry. The only other thing I would tell you in that first aid kit is make sure you've got sunscreen. And on top of that, I always make sure I have a fair supply of aloe to make sure that I can deal with myself because it never fails that first day in the sun. I overindulge in my exposure and I get a little pink. But regarding cooler evenings, a thin jacket or a hoodie is essential. And yes, like I said before, sunscreen. Souvenirs are not just to be sunburned. A tote bag is perfect for your beach gear, and as I mentioned, it doubles as a laundry bag. Balancing relaxation and adventure is an art. Start your day with something active like snorkeling, a yoga session on the beach, or a scenic hike. Then, as the sun climbs higher, shift to relaxation mode. Picture yourself lounging under a palm tree, cocktail in hand, just letting the world go by. And don't forget your local attraction. Explore the nearby towns, try out local cuisine, interact with the locals. It's these experiences that often become the highlight of the trip. As we draw to a close on this episode of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations podcast, I just want to remind everybody about the unbelievable community we've started up there in Facebook, the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers. Make sure you hang out there, share your travel stories and tips. Keep in mind, sharing the podcast with hashtag BubbleheadBest might get you a $25 gift card. Also, this summer, a couple cabins just opened up to join us on Mardi Gras on July 6th. And don't forget to look at Radiance of the Seas for New Year's if you want to plan that far out. I cannot tell everybody enough how awesome it is to be making a podcast every day and be able to spend the time I do during the week helping people plan unbelievable dream vacations. I do appreciate everybody that listens. I cannot tell you enough how much it means to me to be able to get on here and share these stories. Let's just make sure we're doing everything we can to get the most out of this world. Anyways, just a reminder, I'm Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead, reminding everyone to take a deep breath and let's see where the bubbles take us. Hey, can't wait to talk to you guys again next week. Remember to follow us on social media. We're all over it. Anyways, have a good week, people.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.